我们先读诗篇第五十篇二十三节。
Let's first read from Psalm
50, verse 23.
诗篇五十篇二十三节。
Psalm 50, verse 23。
找到了，我们一同的念。
Once we find it, let's read it together.
还以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得受我的救恩。我们再一起念。
Let's read it together again.
还以感谢
thank offerings honors me.
便是荣耀我。
And he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
还以感谢献上为祭，便是荣耀我。
Those who sacrifice thank offerings honors me.
那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
And he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
当有神祝福他的话，也希望弟兄姊妹能够把这一节的圣经明明地记在我们的心中。
May God bless his word and also encourage you to engrave this verse into your heart.
我想感恩节已经过去。
Thanksgiving had passed.
但是我们感恩的心不应该过去。
But our thankful heart should not pass.
有许多的事情过去了。
Many things have passed.
但是我们仍然要来到主的面前。
But we still need to come before the Lord.
有许许多多的节期。
There are many festivals.
我们欢乐一时。
And we will be joyful for a little bit.
或许我们欢乐一夜。
Or maybe we're happy for the overnight.
我们花落一天。
Or maybe the whole day.
但是这许多的事情总是要过去。
But all these things will pass.
但是神做工在我们每一个人的内心。
But God works in the heart of our each
one of us. 那不会过去。
And that will not pass away.
我们若是真正的要向神感恩。
If we truly want to thank God,
我们真正要把荣耀归给神,
and to give glory to God,
我们真正的赞美他的时候,
when we truly want to praise Him,
那乃是时时刻刻的我们要赞美他,
that we need to praise Him continually,
我们时时刻刻的要感谢他,
to thank Him continually,
我们时时刻刻的要来到他的面前敬拜他,
we need to come to Him every moment.
这是神所要求我们做的。
This is what God requires of us.
这是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
这是神的祝福。
And this is the blessing of God.
他要把更多的福分赐给了我们。
He wants to give us even more blessing.
我们不能够断掉我们的感恩。
We cannot cease our thanksgiving.
我们不能够断掉我们的赞美。
We cannot cease our praising.
我们也不能够断掉我们的敬拜。
We cannot cease our worship.
我今天仍然用前一个主日的经文。
And I want to use the same passage from the past Sunday.
我并没有改哪一个纲要。
I did not change the outline.
但是在前一个主日的纲要的里面，我可能要更多的解释。
But I want to explain even more with that outline.
我们仍然打开路加福音第十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17 again.
我们仍然注意到十一节到十九节。
We will focus on verse 11 to 19.
这是耶稣医治了十个长大麻风的。
This is a story when Jesus healed the 10 lepers.
前一个主日中午吃饭的时候。
Last Sunday, as we were eating lunch after the service,
我没有想到 Tony 就来坐在我的旁边。
I didn't realize that Tony came to sit by me.
他就告诉我说，他们年轻的还是儿童的？年轻的，他们也是
And he was telling us that the young people also were studying this passage. And then the psalm that they read was also from Psalm 50, verse 23.
他们也从这个一段圣经里面得到教训，就是哪一个撒玛利亚的长大马蜂的得医治以后，就回到主耶稣的面前。
How this Samaritan, after he was healed, he returned back to Jesus.
好像不是一个很小的事情。
Seems like that's just a little thing.
但是我回去以后越想越觉得奇妙。
But when I went back home and thought about it, it's so amazing
to me.
And the Holy Spirit had brought us together.
And
the Holy Spirit always speaks to us with the
same thing. That
only we will come to Him and worship Him.
He
not only speak to one person,
他乃是要向全教会说话,
but he will speak to the whole church. And for those who are willing to listen will be blessed. Those who are willing to believe will be saved. This is the grace of God. And this is the will of God. And this is what God requires of us. In the outline, I have separated into three sessions. And the first session is from verse 11 to verse 14.
那是一个怜悯的医治。
And this is the healing of mercy.
我们看到这十个长大马蜂,
we saw that there are these 10 lepers.
他来到永远地来到主耶稣的面前。
They came to Jesus from a distance.
他就求耶稣说, 耶稣可怜我们吧。
And they were pleading that Lord have mercy on us.
这个可怜是阴间里的
And this pity is calling out from hell. And it's a calling out from darkness.
And
this pity just comes for the pain that these 10 lepers have
felt.
Even though they are calling from a distance.
但是我们的主耶稣是听到的。
But our Lord Jesus have heard.
我们主耶稣体恤他们的软弱。
Our Lord Jesus have mercy on their
weakness. 垂听他们的呼求。
And listen to their calling.
尽管他有多大的困难。
Even though he had many other problems.
尽管他似乎进到阴间的里面去。
Even though he may go into hell.
似乎他在进入在黑暗的里面。
To enter the darkness.
似乎他们是在哪一个被 许多的群众所隔离,
even though they are being separated from the crowd,
但是我们的主仍然的垂听他们的祷告呼求,
but our Lord had pity on them, listen to their prayers,
因为我们的主耶稣是有怜悯的心,
because our Lord is compassionate,
他是在崖山的芦苇他不折断,
those bruised reeds he will not break,
江场的灯火他不吹灭,
and the smothering lamb he would not
out.
And many times we are just like the bruised weed.
多少的时候我们好像是江场的灯火。
Many times we are like the lamb who is about to go out.
但是我们敢愿意来到他的面前。
But we are willing to come before him.
他总是垂听我们的祷告。
And he will listen to our prayers.
所以在第一段的里面我也 用主耶稣来做中心,
so in the first session, I will use our Lord Jesus as the focus.
我们所相信的主乃是听祷告的主。
The Lord that we believe in will listen to our prayer.
像诗篇第65篇,
like Psalm 65.
诗人开头的时候就说, 听祷告的主啊。
And the psalm started out, the Lord who listened to our prayer.
我们相信他, 因为他是听我们祷告的主。
We believe in him because he is the one who listened to our prayer.
让我们把我们一切的难处,
let's take all our troubles to him.
让我们把一切的冤屈,
and all the
让我们把一切的忧愁,
and all the sorrow we have.
让我们把我们自己不能够解决的问题都带到他的面前。
All the problems we cannot solve, let's take it to them.
他是乐意听我们祷告的主。
He is willing to listen to our prayer.
第二段我们就从第15节看到16节。
And second session is from verse 15 to verse 16.
这是感恩的赞美。
This is the praise with thanksgiving.
我们刚刚提到这10个长大麻风的。
And we were mentioning there are 10 lepers.
他们行走在路上的时候去祭司来查看他们的身体。
And they were on the way to the priest to inspect their body.
当他们行走的时候他们发现他们的灾病已经脱离了他们。
As they were on their way, they find out that the lepers had gone.
但是当中有一个是撒玛利亚人。
But among them there's one Samaritan.
他不是犹大南方的,
He's not the Jews from the south.
他是一般人所歧视的撒玛利亚人。
It's one of those Samaritans who's despised by people.
他也患了三大麻风。
He also had the leprosy.
受人尊重的犹大人也长了三大麻风。
Those Jews who are respected also have the leprosy.
但是一件很好的事情, 他们在那个麻风村里的里面。
And they are, there's one thing that's good, they are all in the village of the lepers.
他们那个时候没有分我是犹大人,你是撒玛利亚人。
In that place, they will not distinguish if you are the Jews or the Samaritans.
他们都能够和睦相处。
And they can live in harmony together.
是的,也就是在我们困难的时候。
True, many times it's because of troubles.
我们常常也能够彼此的和睦同居。
Then we can live in harmony.
但是我们在 很好的时候,很顺利的时候,我们反而有许多的偏见,有许多的分别,有许多的歧视。
It's in good times that many times that we have prejudice and differences.
这个撒玛利亚的长大麻风得到了医治。
And this Samaritan, he had leprosy, but he was healed.
他就回到主耶稣的面前。
And he came back to our Lord Jesus.
他就把一切的荣耀归给神。
He gave all the glory to God.
他并且俯伏在耶稣的面前。
And he bowed down before his feet.
他感谢他。
And to thank him.
所以在这里这一个撒玛利亚人, 他做了三件事情。
So this Samaritan had done three things here.
第一个就是他把荣耀归给神。
First, he praised God with the glory.
第二个，他来敬拜我们的主耶稣。
Then he worshiped our Lord Jesus.
第三个，他就感谢他。
And thirdly, he thanked him.
所以我们重点放在我们的主耶稣的身上。
So the focus is on our Lord Jesus.
我们就看见我们的主耶稣是配着赞美的。
We will see that our Lord Jesus is worthy of praise.
我们所相信的主耶稣呢,是配着人来敬拜的。
And the Lord Jesus we believe in is worthy to be worshipped.
我们的主耶稣呢,是配着人来感谢他。
And our Lord Jesus is worthy for our thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹,这是我们的秘诀,属灵生命丰富的秘诀。
This is the secret to abundant spiritual life.
那九个人,他们 得了医治以后,他们就不回来。
And there are 9 of them, they were healed, but they did not come back.
但是这一个撒玛利亚人,他就回到主耶稣的面前。
But this Samaritan, he came back to our Lord Jesus.
回到主耶稣,再回到主耶稣面前,乃是有更多的恩典,更多的福分。
As he comes back, then he will receive more grace and more blessing.
我相信这一个撒玛利亚人不是为着他得罪了更多的好处来到主耶稣的面前。
I believe that this Samaritan did not come back for more blessings.
他乃是真正得罪了接近了以后,他真的能够知道说,这乃是神所做的事情。
After he was healed, he realized that this is a work that God had done.
所以把荣耀归给他。
So he gave the glory to God.
我们若是翻开旧约圣经,
If we open up the Old Testament,
特别是诗篇那个,
especially in Psalm,
我们可以看到诗人常常的劝勉当时的圣徒,
and we see that the psalmist always encouraged the saints then.
我们要常常的把荣耀归给神。
We need to continually give glory to God.
在诗篇96篇第7节到第9节,
In Psalm 96, verse 7 to verse 9.
诗人不但是自己的要来常常把荣耀归给神,
The psalmist not only he wants to give the glory to God himself.
他也是劝万族万民说，我们要把荣耀能力归给耶和华。
He wants to tell all nations to ascribe all the glory to God.
他说要将耶和华的名所担当的荣耀归给他。
He said you are to ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
要拿供物进入他的殿来赞美他。
Bring an offering and come into his courts to praise him.
并且用圣洁的装饰来敬拜他。
And also worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness.
在诗篇第15篇第一节,
in Psalm 15 verse 1,
诗人说耶和华呀, 荣耀不要归给我们。
He said the Lord,
荣耀不要归给我们。
The glory to unto not unto us.
荣耀不要归给我们。
To not give the glory to us.
要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
But to your name because of your loving kindness. We many times we want to give glory to
men.
And many times we want to give glory to ourselves. But all the glory belongs to God.
我们若是把荣耀归给我们的真神的时候，我们在他的荣耀里面也得着了光照。
If we are willing to give the glory to God, then we will be enlightened in his glory.
诗篇116篇第17节。
In Psalm 116 verse 7,
诗人得着了神的恩典。
Verse 17, that the psalmist received the grace of God.
他说我用什么来报答我们的神。
He said, what can I repay God with?
我们有时有没有这样的想, 我们来报答神。
Did we think about that sometime? How can we repay God?
或者我们头痛了,祷告了,等一下头没有痛了, 我们就说,神啊,我用什么来报答你?
Maybe we have a headache and then we prayed and the headache went away. We said, God, what can I repay you with?
或许我们有很大的难处,通不过的时候, 我们祷告的时候,神听我们的祷告。
Or maybe we have great difficulty and we pray to God and God listens to our prayer. We have a heart that, God, how can I repay you? I think the psalmist had the same feeling. He received the grace of God. He received the salvation of God. He said, what can I use to return my favor to God? He said, I will sacrifice a thank offering to you. And call on the name of the Lord. In the presence of all his people.
我要在耶和华的殿中,
and in the sanctuary.
我要在耶路撒冷,
in Jerusalem.
向耶和华还我的愿,
to fulfill my vows to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we give glory to our God. Not only is from our heart.
不但在我们的个人的祷告,
not only when we are having quiet time individually to give glory to God, also give the glory to God in our home.
对我们的家人,
to our family member, to our parents, give glory to God.
对我们的妻子丈夫,
to our wife and to our husband to give glory to God. Even with our children to give glory to God.
不但这样的,我们要进到神的殿中,
not only that we will enter the courts of the house of the Lord, into the church of the Lord,
进到耶路撒冷,进到他的国度里面,
into Jerusalem, into his kingdom.
我们神说,神啊,我要把一切的荣耀归给你。
And then we said, God, we want to give you all the glory. And want to bring the offering into
before
you. To repay my vows.
弟兄姊妹,这是神的祝福。
This is the blessing of God.
我们若是把荣耀归给神,
if we give the glory to God,
我们也得着了在荣耀里的光照,
and we'll be enlightened by the glory.
神也要把他的荣耀分给我们。
And God will give his glory to us.
我们所得的荣耀不是神绝对无限的荣耀。
The glory we get is not the absolute glory that God has.
但是神若以把他的那一个荣耀分给你我。
But God is willing to share his glory with you and I.
弟兄姊妹, 基督徒不是那个常常在人的下面。
And Brothers and sisters, Christians are not really under other people.
我不是说我们都要做头。
I'm not saying that we are to be the leaders.
但是他要把他的荣耀显明在他的教会的里面。
But he wants to give his glory on into the church.
他要把他的荣耀显明在许多的神的儿女的家中。
He wants to give his glory among the brother, children of in the church.
他也要把他的荣耀显明在我们每个个人依靠他的人。
He wants his glory to be revealed in all of those, all of us who will rely on him. So when Solomon taught his children, or to the whole nations, he would tell them you are to fear the Lord. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And to know the have the knowledge of God will be will have knowledge. And brothers and sisters, many times we are too quiet. And we are too solemn.
但是有时候我们又太吵闹了。And
sometimes we are too loud though.
有时候我们那一说讲话在一起的时候，几乎没有办法可以。 你可以听到哪一个人的声音?
Because we are all chatting, and then we cannot hear somebody, anybody else.
但是神要我们,
but God wants us.
他要我们常常的赞美他,
he wants us to praise him continually. To sing hallelujah. And for a long time we have not said hallelujah. Hallelujah is to praise God. Hallelujah is to give glory to God. And we need to sing it ourselves. And to sing it at our home. The whole church, we need to sing hallelujah. May the Holy Spirit move us to change our emotion. That our emotion will be under the control of the Holy Spirit. As we come before God, that we will be filled with joy, filled with thanksgiving, filled with praising. Brothers and sisters, there are many blessings we have not received because we did not praise
him.
There are many blessings we did not get because we did not truly worship. And many blessings we have neglected because we did not use that offering of thanksgiving. Our God is an abundant God. He was seeking. He is seeking those who can, he can bless. He is seeking for an instrument. That instrument can be filled with his abundance.
弟兄姊妹,
there are a lot of scriptures talking about this. We can see many experiences of the saints. We can also experience before God.
Ourselves.
He is an abundant God.
He wants to give
all this abundance on the children of his
children.
To fill his family. To fill his church. But many times we feel we are poor. We feel we are weak. Because we have not come before him. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, Paul had a conclusion that every Christian should walk this. So as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, this is our first step.
我们有很多的时候, 啊,
and many times we say, oh, this person has received Christ, and he was baptized.
哎,
and we praise God. Then later on, he disappeared.
使徒保罗说,
as Paul said that, now that you have received Christ Jesus as Lord,
你们就当遵他而行,
continue to live in Him.
信心不是一刹那的。
The faith is not just an instance.
信心乃是一个过程。
It's a process.
信心乃是生命的过程。
Faith is a process of life.
信心乃是生命的路程。
Faith is the way of life.
真正的接受主耶稣。
Those who receive truly the Lord,
他一定会遵主耶稣的话而行。
He will continue to live in the word of God.
第三句话他就说生根建造。
Then he continued to say to be rooted and to build up.
我们不但是遵他的话。
Not only we walk according to his word,
我们乃是把他的话存在我们的心内。
We hide his word in our heart.
这个话，生命的话，信心的话，乃是在我们的内心里面要发生作用。
And this word of life and this word of faith will have effect in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我可能说了不好听的话。
And maybe there are things I said that's not very good to listen to.
基督徒不是唱高调。
And the Christians are not just saying it with words.
教会不是唱高调。
The church is not just saying it with words.
基督徒的信心乃是一个真实的。
The faith of Christ is true.
乃是可经历的。
It can experience that.
它不是口说。
It's not just spoken with words.
它不但口说, 它要行出来。
Not only spoken with words, but also to
act it out.
That it will be rooted inside.
所以它说生根建造。
So he said, rooted and built up.
信心坚固,
to strengthen the faith.
正如你们所领的教训,
as you were taught.
但每逢我们读到神的话语,
so every time when we read the word of God,
每逢我们领到神的教训,
as we receive the teaching of the Lord,
每逢我们听到神应该的教训的时候,
every time we hear the anointed word of God,
岂不叫我们的心得着了满足,
then when our heart fills with satisfaction and with joy,
我们常常在 这个西方的弟兄姊妹常常说，哇，今天我到教会去。
And Westerner, they would say that today I will go to the church.
我们得到了blessing。
We will receive the blessing.
真正的我们来到主的面前。
That as we truly come before the Lord,
我们乃是得着更多神的祝福。
We will receive more blessing of God.
叫我们能够恩上加恩。
That grace upon grace.
这是在约翰福音第一章16节。
And that's recorded in John chapter 1, verse 16.
他告诉我们说, 他的恩典乃是还要加给我们的恩典。
He said that he will give us grace upon grace.
在哥罗西书第一章11节说, 叫我们力上加力。
And also in Colossians it said that strength upon strength.
在约翰福音第10章第10节也是说, 我们乃是得着了生命, 并且得着了更丰盛的生命。
In John 10:10 it said we will receive life but more abundant life.
在马太福音第11章28节29节说, 你们得安息还要享受安息。
And in Matthew 11:28 it said you will receive rest but also enjoy the rest.
在约翰福音第15章说, 你们要结果要结更多的果子。
In John 15:5 it said that you are to bear fruit but much fruit.
在以弗所第5章第15节到20节说, 你们要受圣灵的充满。
And in Ephesians 5 it said that you are to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
主给我们的灵,
that Spirit God gave
不但是住在我们里面的灵,
us. Not only the Spirit that dwells among us.
祂也是充满我们的灵,
it also the Spirit who fills us.
祂也是从天上浇灌我们的灵,
that He will anoint us with the Spirit from heaven.
我们不是单单只得着了内住的圣灵,
not only we receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我们乃是要常常得着了圣灵的充满,
we are always to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们乃常常得着了圣灵的浇灌,
to be filled, anointed by the Holy Spirit.
这样我们才有力量去传福音。
Then we will have strength to share the gospel.
所以在使徒行传第1章第8节,
so in Acts chapter 1:8,
他吩咐门徒说,
he commanded his disciples that you are to wait in Jerusalem.
你们等候要得着了那从天上降下来的圣灵,
that you will wait upon the Holy Spirit who will come from heaven.
他说你们得着了能力,
that you will receive strength.
就要在耶路撒冷,
then you will be in Jerusalem.
犹大传地,
the all of Judea,
Samaria,
in Samaria,
一直到地去做我的见证,
to the ends of the world to be my witness.
这是神的路,
this is the way of God.
这是神祝福的路,
this is the blessing of the way of God.
弟兄姊妹不要像那九个的 那个沾染麻风的。
We should not be like the other 9 lepers.
耶稣仍然在担心他们。
And our Lord still have concern for them.
他说那九个在哪里？
And our Lord said, where are the other 9?
他们不也是得着了医治吗？
Weren't they healed also?
我们的主仍然在哪个地方呼唤？
And our Lord is still calling out to them.
仍然在哪个地方巡回？
To seek them.
寻回这许多的羊来回到他的羊群
to see all these sheep to come back to his fold
仍然的在那个呼召这许多的他的儿女回到他的家中
calling out to all his children to come back to the, his family
奴仆不住在家里
the slave would not live in the family
儿女住在家里
it's only the children who live in the home
若是神的儿子叫我们得着的自由
If the Son of God calls to have freedom,
我们就真自由了。
Then we will have true freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
所以这是让我们能够真正得着的自由。
This is where we can receive true freedom.
但是这个自由乃是在基督里面。
But this freedom is in Christ Jesus.
这个自由乃是在圣灵的带领的里面。
And this freedom is come from the guidance of the
Holy
Spirit.
这个自由乃是在圣灵的治理的里面。
It's also under the administration of the Holy Spirit.
这个自由乃是在圣灵的建造的里面。
And this freedom is under the building of the Holy Spirit.
我仍然在神的面前。
I come before the Lord again.
我等候能够看见有这样的一天。
I wait to see one day of these.
真正的这个地方乃是神治理的地方。
This is a place that God is administering.
神做我们的牧人。
He's going to be our shepherd.
神做我们的神。
He will be our God.
我想还有一点的时间，我们就看第三段。
I think there's a little time left. We'll look at the first session.
在纲要的里面，我说到信心的应许。
In the outline, it said this is the promise of faith.
神有给我们很多的应许。
God gave us a lot of promise.
神有很多的丰富。
Many abundance.
我们用什么来接受？
What do I use to receive?
我们需要信心来接受。
We need to receive them with faith.
这是神给我们的神信心的应许。
This is the promise that God had given us.
但是在另外一方面。
But on the other hand,
我们若看到我们的主耶稣
if we can see our Lord Jesus,
他乃是信心创始成终的主
He is the author of faith.
我们一直常常是想到我信
And many times we say, I believe.
我信不来
But I cannot have faith to believe.
好像刚刚所唱的一首诗歌
Just like the song we have sung earlier.
真的我们有时候不知道为什么我会相信
And sometimes we don't know why we believe.
这乃是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
这乃是我们认识这位信心创始成终的耶稣。
It's because we know this our Lord Jesus, who is the author of the beginning and the ending of faith.
信心是什么？
What is faith?
我们很不容易了解希伯来书是一章第一节的信心的定义。
It's very hard for us to understand the definition of faith in Hebrews 11.
信是所望之事的实底。
It's the assurance of the thing we hope for.
又是未见之事的确据。
And it's also certainty of things we do not see.
不了解。
We don't understand that.
我还没有完全的了解。
I have not completely understand it.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
信心不容易了解
Faith is very hard to understand
但是信心可以经历的
But we can experience faith
凡是来到主耶稣面前的人
Those who are willing to come before the Lord
凡是接受主耶稣做我们的主的人
Those who are willing to receive our Lord Jesus
我们都可以经历了信心的路程
We can all experience the way of the faith
所以希伯来书的作者
So the author of Hebrews
他下面就讲了举了很多的这个旧约的许多的例子
So then he gave a lot of examples from the Old Testament
他们都是行过信心道路的人
They all have walked the path of faith
信心可以经历的
Faith you can experience
但是我们需要愿意来到主的面前
But we need to come before the Lord
信心乃是 依靠神。
Faith is to rely on God.
信心乃是接受神。
And also to receive God.
信心乃是顺服神。
And faith is to submit to God.
信心不是一个空洞的。
It's not just empty talk.
信心乃是真实的。
And it's true.
信心乃是相信接受基督的话。
And faith is to believe and also to receive the word of the Lord.
因为信心乃是从听到来的。
Because faith comes from listening to the word.
听到神的话乃是从基督的话来的。
And listening to the word of God coming from the word of Christ.
信心乃是把我们的根基放在神的应许的上面。
Faith is take our foundation and put it on the promise of God.
乃是我们要抓住神的应许。
To hold on to the promise of God.
所以主耶稣对着一个撒玛利亚的人说。
So our Lord Jesus said to this Samaritan.
他说了三句话。
And he said three things.
他说起来。
Said, get up.
第二句话，走吧。
He said, go and then go.
第三句话说，你的信救了你。
And then he said that your faith has saved you.
我们要起来。
We need to rise up.
这是主耶稣常常对着许多的意志的人说，你要站起来。
This is the word that our Lord used a lot when he healed the people.
我想解一个撒玛利亚人，当他匍匐在主的面前的时候。
I think when this Samaritan, when he bowed down before the feet of Christ,
他就敬拜我们的主耶稣。
He was worshipping our Lord Jesus.
我想这是他的享受。
And I think that's his enjoyment.
我们现在不习惯。
And we are not accustomed to this.
我们若是真的躺在这里，伏在这个地下，我们觉得不舒服。
If we are just bowing down and lying on the ground, we don't feel it's comfortable.
但是我想他是这个时候他可以很轻松。
And I think this person actually he's very relaxing.
他不但在敬拜的时候得着了属灵的力量。
Not only as he worshipped, he received the power of the spiritually.
他敬拜的时候也可以得着了身体上的复原。
And also as he worshipped, he had the recovery on his physical body.
但是我们的主耶稣要解一个得医治的病人。
But our Lord wanted this person he was healed.
他说你要起来。
He said to rise up.
弟兄姊妹，起来站住。
To rise up and stand.
这是一个很重要的事情。
It's a very important thing to do.
多年以前我得了心脏那个心脏病。
And many years ago, I had this heart attack.
我只能够躺在床上。
I can only lie down on the bed.
有个医生告诉我说，你坐的时候两个脚要直直的。
He said, as you sit, that your feet need to be straightened.
因为你动一动都要用。这个里面出来的身体的力量。
Because every movement you need to use the strength from the body.
当我站起来的时候，我好像就要昏过去。
As he tried to stand up, and I seem like I'm fainting.
一个初初病好的人。
A person who was just healed.
他好像站立不稳。
He's like he cannot stand.
但是主耶稣要叫起一个长大麻风的医治的。说你要起来。
The Lord told this who had the leprosy said to rise up.
我想使徒保罗是一个很多的属灵的经历。
I think the Apostle Paul he had many spiritual experience.
特别他写给以弗所书的时候。
Especially when he was writing to the Ephesus.
他到末后最末了的时候就勉励他们。
At the end he encouraged them.
他说我还有末了的话要跟你们说。
He said, I have more words to write to you.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Let's read from Ephesians chapter 6.
我想我们读几节圣经。
Let's read a few verses here.
以弗所书第六章第十节。
Ephesians 6 verse 10.
他说我还有末了的话你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力。做刚强的人。
It said, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装， 就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着一万世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰。
Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
With the breastplate of righteousness in place.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
16节，此外又拿着信的当作盾牌。
Verse 16, in addition to all these, take up the shield of faith.
可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
With which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
并戴上救恩的头盔。
Take the helmet of salvation.
拿着圣灵的宝剑。
And the sword of the spirit.
就是神的道。
Which is the word of God.
在磨难的日子要站立得稳。
In time of difficulty, you have to stand your ground.
在磨难的日子要站立得住。
In the day of evil, then you need to stand, be able to stand.
要站稳了以后才能够用这许多的兵器。
Only when you can stand stably, you can use all these weapons.
第二句话，耶稣告诉这个撒玛利亚人说：“走吧。”
And the second sentence that Jesus told the Samaritan, he said, Go.
我想你们看英文圣经，我不晓得哪一个翻译本。
If you read the English translation, I don't know which version.
我看 King James 是说你走你的路。
And the King James said, walk your way.
我不晓得 NIV 是不是这样翻译。
I don't know if NIV had the same translation.
在原文的希腊文的圣经里面没有说你走你的路，而是说你走。
In the original Greek it's just said go.
我想这个走不是随便走。
And I think this go is not a trivial thing.
这个走乃是要听主的吩咐而走。
It's to listen to the commands of God and then go.
多少的时候我们有许多的看法。
Many times we have different opinions.
我们觉得蛮刚强的。
We felt that we are pretty strong.
所以我们常常愿意走自己的路。
And we are wanting to go on our own way.
但是这里有几个路，这一个撒玛利亚的人要走的。
But there's different ways that this Samaritan can walk.
第一个我们就很清楚地看到，刚刚读以弗所书的时候，这里有一条路要可以走。
And as one of the ways we can, we just read from Ephesians that he can take.
他说穿上福音的鞋，平安福音的鞋。
It's to put on the gospel with the as the shoes.
这个路乃是走什么路？走传福音的路。
So what is that way? It's to walk the way of the gospel.
一个得着了神恩典的人。
A person who have received the grace of God.
初出蒙恩的人。
And it just receive the grace of God.
真正得着了神医治的人。
Just truly receive the healing of God.
在他的心目当中最欢喜做一件事情。
In his heart, the one thing he really wants to do.
他就是去传福音。
Is to share the gospel.
他就是给人做见证。
To be the witness for other people.
太久了就忘记了。
And after a long period of time, then he will forget.
但愿神不单叫我们。初出蒙恩的时候我们愿意传福音。
May that not only at the beginning when we were saved that we want to share the
gospel. 就是我们到老的时候我们还是要传福音。
Even when we get old that we will continue to share the gospel.
我现在没有办法跑到每一个地方去。
Now I cannot just go to all these different places anymore.
但是在聚会的里面查经的时候。
But in the meeting, in the Bible study.
我总是愿意把福音给
I want to give the gospel to people.
不是一个很大的道理。
It's not a very deep truth.
一个很简单的，我信我的主耶稣基督。
But very simply, I believe in my Lord Jesus.
他是真实的。
He is true.
这是你我的使命。
This is your command and my command.
使徒保罗在罗马书第十章第十五节。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 15, Paul said,
他说看啊，报福音传喜信人的人的脚虫是何等的佳美。
He said, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
传福音的哪一个脚虫是佳美。
And the footstep of those who spread the gospel is very
beautiful. 他所走的路乃是美好的道路。
And the road that they walk on is a beautiful road.
他所走的路乃是生命的道路。
And the road they walk on is a way of life.
他所走的路乃是信心的道路。
And the way they walk on is the way of faith.
他所走的路乃是十字架的道路。
And the path they walk on is the path of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，十字架的路不是说你去受苦。
And the way of the path across is not you just go suffer.
十字架的路乃是告诉我们说，不是凭着我自己做。乃是顺服主耶稣而做。
The way of the cross is not by our own will to do things, but rather to be submissive to the
will of God. 不是走我自己的路，乃是凭着主吩咐的路去行。
Not to walk on the way I want to, but rather the way that God had commanded me to
walk. 所以保罗最后他能够唱出这样的诗歌。
So Paul at the end he can sing this kind of song.
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He said the battle I have fought.
所信的道。我已经守住了。
And the faith that I have keep.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And the race I have run.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And from that now on I have that crown that will be prepared for me.
但愿圣灵亲自的把他的话放在你我的心中。
Maybe the Holy Spirit put the word, his words into your heart and my heart.
第三句话主耶稣应许这一个撒玛利亚的人。
The third phrase that our Lord Jesus promised the Samaritan.
他说你的信救了你。
He said your faith had made you well.
主耶稣常常说这一句话。
And our Lord Jesus always used this phrase.
他对哪一个那个放血肉的妇人。
To the one who had the blood bleeding to the woman.
他就觉得我若是手摸到主耶稣我的病就好了。
When she thought that as long as I can touch our Lord, my Lord Jesus, I will be healed.
他立时得着了医治。
And she was healed immediately.
以后耶稣就发现有人摸他。
And when our Lord Jesus found out somebody touched him,
这个妇人没有办法隐瞒。
And the woman cannot hide that
anymore. 他就承认是他摸到耶稣。
She admitted that she touched our Lord Jesus.
耶稣就告诉这个妇人说
And our Lord Jesus told this woman
你的信救了你平平安安的回去吧
Your faith had made you well Go in peace
弟兄姊妹信心的路乃是平安的路
Brother and sister The path of the faith is the path of peace
以后对哪一个罪有罪的妇人愿相告耶稣
And later on, when he talked to the woman who was a sinner, and she used the perfume to anoint Jesus, and many people criticized her.
耶稣以后就向西门解释。
And later on, our Lord Jesus explained to Simon.
到了第七章，路加福音第七章的最后一节，也是这样说：“你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。”
And at the end, the last verse of Luke 7 is again say that your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
我们看到路加同样的记载第八章
And also Luke recorded another instance in
有一个百夫长为着他的仆人求医治
The centurion was asking for his servant to be healed
主耶稣说照你信心给你成全
Our Lord Jesus said let this be fulfilled according to your faith
在马太福音第十五章记载哪一个迦南的妇人
In Matthew 15, recorded the woman from Canaan.
她为着她的女儿那个求耶稣医治。
She came to ask our Lord Jesus to heal her daughter.
但是耶稣就说，她来，她不能够把饼给丢给狗吃。
And now Lord Jesus said he came, he cannot give the biscuit to the dog.
杰克夫人说, 狗也能够吃桌子掉下来的饼碎。
But the woman said that even the dog can eat the crumbs that fall out of the table.
耶稣应许他说, 你的信救了你, 照着你的信心给你成全。
And our Lord Jesus said, you have great faith and your request can be granted.
信心是接受可靠的神。
The faith is receive the God we can rely on.
信心是接受神的话语。
And with faith we can receive the word of God.
信心是接受神的应许。
And faith is to receive the promise of God.
让我们真正的能够抓住我们主耶稣。
Let's not hold on to our Lord Jesus.
我们不但是依靠他,
not only we rely on him,
我们也是听从他的话,
and also to be obedient to him,
我们也是抓住他的应许,
and to hold on to his promise.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们在这里要把一切的荣耀归给你。
Here we want to give you all the glory.
这无怨的仆人在这个地方能够站立，能够说话。
Your unworthy servant can stand here and also speak.
这是显明你的作为。
To reveal that your work.
主啊，我们要敬拜你。
Lord, we want to worship you.
我们要赞美你。
We want to praise you.
我们要把荣耀归给你。
We want to give you all the glory.
我们也要把感谢归给你。
Also give you all the thanks.
求主继续的施恩在我们的当中。
May you continue to give us grace.
叫我们愿意常常来到你的面前。
So we are willing to come before you.
把一切的荣耀归给你。
And to give you the glory.
把一切的赞美归给你。
To give you all the praise.
也叫我们有一个敬虔的心。 来敬拜你,
so that we have a heart to come and worship you.
也要把我们的感谢献在你的面前,
and also offer our thanksgiving before you.
复兴你自己的工作,
revive all your work.
复兴你的教会,
to revive your church.
先复兴我们每一个人的心,
but first revive each one of our hearts.
催促我们回到你的面前,
hurry us to come before you.
能够 归回到你的面前,
so we can return to you.
看见你自己的荣耀在我们的当中,
see your glory among us.
靠耶稣基督的名求的,
in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.